Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 18th of March, The Need for Trust. In order to embrace the process through which a couple are able to find deliverance from walking after the flesh and to establish their marriage covenant in the Spirit, each individual needs to trust in the Lord and to trust each other. This is fundamental to obtaining the faith of God that is necessary for participating in a new conversation together as an expression of the fellowship of Yahweh. As King David noted, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield of faith to all who trust in Him." Describing the implications of trusting in the Lord, King Solomon said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Living by the sight of our own eyes and the understanding of our own heart, rather than by the word of Christ preached by the Holy Spirit through His messengers, demonstrates a lack of trust, even though we may claim to trust the Lord. Many couples claim to trust one another. However, the tenuous nature of their trust, which is not trust at all, is readily manifest when their expectations of life and of the other are placed under pressure or under threat. Their lack of confidence in their spouse, and indeed the Lord, and their need to take control of the situation reveals their lack of trust. The failure of trust under pressure or in peril highlights that the primary impediments to trust are the fear of death and the need for control. The need for control demonstrates that we only trust in ourselves. In this regard, the wise man said, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered from fear." The Apostle Paul testified, "We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, Proverbs 28, verse 26, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 1.